A reading from 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 14. So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you in his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Scott Kearns, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Kansas.
Oh, people say, have you heard about some pastors? Some pastors who really do nothing, whose work comes only because of compulsion. There are some pastors who really only work to bring home an easy paycheck. And oh, their power. It's domineering in the way they exercise it, lording their power over all, and yet being the worst examples of living to all those around. Oh, pastors, what are we going to do with you? Oh, people, pastors call out. It's people hating their pastor, whether it's his boring sermons, long services, infrequent visits, or his poor people skills. People who want to be their own pastor. Proud people who think they have this whole life figured out. Theirs is the God of their own design. Their faith is in themselves and of what makes them feel good at any given time. Coming to church is to catch up on the latest news and to feel better about themselves. Oh, people, what is there to do about you? Answer, repent. Repent, all of you. Truly, Luther wrote that when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said repent, he called for the entire life of believers to be one of repentance. Simon Peter the Apostle exhorts, clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God has called pastors to serve the people of God all together, and pastors and people together need to repent. Now, a picture comes to mind this morning of a distant field, a perfect pasture, which has out in the distance a flock of sheep with their shepherd. That picture comes crashing down, like one that just fell off the wall where it's nailed. Torn to pieces is that picture when one looks now and sees that same shepherd and sheep separated. The shepherd now becomes a pointless man, walking in some field for no purpose, without sheep by his side. He who was once called shepherd has no reason for such a designation now. And sheep, they are left to fend for themselves. They are a flock without someone to lead them. They are a flock without someone to protect them. They are a flock left to their adversary, who now prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. It's a sad state of affairs, it truly is, when we think of that torn picture, shepherd and sheep separated. My brothers and sisters in Christ, pastors and people, this is not the picture for God's flock. God's flock is to be together. Together in the saving blood of Jesus Christ. Together hearing His word preached and receiving His sacraments. Yes, all together. For together, even as we all know suffering, yet we can cast all our anxieties on God because He cares for us. As the chief shepherd in Christ, He cares for us so much that after we have suffered a little while in this whole life, the God of all grace, who has called all to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish all together, that together as God's flock we may receive the unfading crown of glory. Amen. To God be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
We thank Pastor Scott Kearns for today's meditation on God's Word.